Hello.
Hello, am I speaking to Christopher?
Speaking to who?
To Christopher. Is this Christopher?
Yes, this is.
Hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Yes, I will vote.
Okay, will you say that you will definitely vote or probably vote?
It'll be a definitely.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, what is your race?
Black American.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your age?
I'm 30.
30? Thank you very much. Give me just a minute. Perfect. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Say 5.
Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Repeat that again, I'm sorry.
Sure. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
You said protecting abortion and what was the last part? I'm sorry.
And reproductive rights.
10.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you believe the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
Can you say that one more time? Sorry. It's kind of going in and...
No worries. Do you believe the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I would say worse.
Okay. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. So, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, opioids, and fentanyl, alcohol?
I would say all of them are a bad impact on the community because you have kids that are now contributing to the problem.
Yes. And what do you feel, which of those you feel that are having the most negative impact? You can select up to two.
The vaping.
Vaping and which other one?
And the meth and cocaine.
Okay. That will be heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
All of the so dangerous substance.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, your phone had went out.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it went out. I'm just going to start reading over to you again. So I just want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I think it improved not only American but in Hispanic and the Caucasian culture also.
Okay, and will you say that you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay, will you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. So the first one, heat nut burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
Okay. Oral nicotine patches.
Not familiar.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar with them, but I don't use them.
Okay. Will you say that you are very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Very familiar. See them.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? I just have a few more questions left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. So smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, which is the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, more education in anti-tobacco advertising, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
I would say the first option.
That the cost of smoking has gone up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about cigarette smoking. So please tell me which you agree with more. So statement... The first one, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Or, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. So smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. So which of the statements do you agree more?
I'll say the second option.
Okay. And will you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree with that statement?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? And what will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More.
Okay, will you say that it's much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
Much more harmful.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. I want you to please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, opioids are killing hundreds of thousands of Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. So the FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already been used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. So from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
This is about a...
I'm sorry, what was that? What number?
7.
Thank you. Now, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. So from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with the statement?
10.
Thank you. Now the last statement. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and in large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. But so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible.
A 10 on that one.
Thank you. We're almost done, okay? I just have a few more questions left. So sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Disagree on that.
Okay, will you say that you strongly agree or somewhat disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, that will be a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Kind of a somewhat.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, in the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products? Pipe, tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine patches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Okay. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you very much. So just switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay. Is it a college graduate? Do you have the bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
So that one time, the beginning of it?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Not complimenting that.
Okay. Now, and if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I will not answer that either.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right.